Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and welcome to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. Why can't we have vertical forests, eco-friendly forests, terrace gardens and community kitchen gardens in all new building complexes? Why can't we build tree houses with proper care? Technology has come a long way. If you are going to space, how difficult is it to save trees and still make a modern, efficient world? We need development and we need trees. We can have both. It will be difficult in some places, but the more comfortable option of cutting down trees is the wrong one. If there was one way we can choke ourselves to death, that's by cutting down trees. You want to know a quicker way? Cut down more trees. Allowing waste disposal in water reservoirs is harming nature. And there's no going back. It's important to remember that the harm is not reversed by planting an equal number of saplings. A tree and a seedling do not help in the same way in the same time frame. The soil, the water, air, all depends on green cover. As a citizen of this world, you need to be aware of the pollution, causes and effects. A randomized controlled trial about the effect of gardening showed a significant positive impact on health. What are the effects of gardening on health? Reduction of depression, anxiety, stress, mood disturbances, improving basal metabolic rate is well documented. Gardening also increases the sense of community, the level of daily physical activity, cognitive functions and overall quality of life improves. The direct effect of nature is even more impressive. The attention restoration theory says the natural world restores cognition to a higher level. Exposure to the environment can restore attention fatigue. In this world of too much stuff calling for your attention, you need to restore that sense of wonder. Fidgety children often respond well to gardening with parents. My daughter has been gardening with me for the last 5 years and she's one of the most patient children I have ever seen. The indirect effect of gardening is even more interesting. Repeated small doses of gardening activity has a cumulative impact on health. The immediate and long-term benefit of gardening on physical fitness and wellness is significant. Better diet. With the interest in organic gardening and the community kitchen gardens, there's more chance people will eat the fruits and vegetables they grow. Since the distance of nutrients from the kitchen is small, the nutrient value and tastes are higher. A healthy diet is an essential first peg for good health. Social health is also an important parameter. Gardening together in a community improves social health, emotional health, improves social functioning, increases community feeling and well-being. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wealth Rich podcast. This is part of the How to Walk, Write and Garden for the Healthy Life You Want book. You can listen to the previous audiobook chapters on this podcast. You will find a link to the book in the description of the podcast below. Thank you for listening. Till next time.